It's been a busy couple of days for meteorologist Andrew Pritchard. He's been closely tracking the winter storm that has dumped snow and ice across much of the country, including here in Illinois. I spoke with Andrew about what people can expect if they have to head outside this morning.
Well, if you do have to head out the door today, make sure you're heading out there a little bit early, because some of the reports I'm seeing here, you know, all the roads are still snow and ice covered, and it seems some of the more heavily traveled roads, that snow has been compacted into a nice thin layer of ice there. So I'm hearing, you know, snow and ice covered as expected, but, you know, potentially very treacherous on some of these more traveled roads where you're basically driving on a sheet of ice. So I do understand some folks have to be on the roads, but it seems almost certain that it'll be slow going. And, you know, I've heard towing companies, you know, there's pauses in towing and rescues. So also understand that if you head out there, you are taking a bit of a risk, and it's, you know, if your car gets stuck, it may be stuck there for a little while. So do keep that in mind as well.
And Sharon, as far as the weather we'll see, what will we see today until that winter storm warning expires at 6 o'clock tonight?
Well, we've got light snow falling out there early Thursday morning, and that light snow is going to continue for much of the day. It's going to be, yesterday we were seeing those rounds of very heavy snow, and then it would fade a bit. Today's going to be a little bit more of a steady light snow that's going to continue through the majority of the day, probably not tapering off until we get toward the late afternoon or the evening hours. So it'll be a slow accumulation, but I think we'll get another 2 to 4 inches here in Champaign County. As you head a little bit further south, it's possible you'll start running into some 5-inch totals. And as you head north from Champaign-Urbana, that's going to start trailing off to, you know, an inch or two to maybe a dusting as you get up into Ford and Iroquois counties. So another couple, maybe 4 inches of snow on the high side here. Those winds are still going to be rather gusty out of the north, gusting 35 to 40 miles per hour. So blowing and drifting snow is going to continue to be a problem as well, especially in the open and rural areas. So I know we've talked about the two waves, with wave one being the more intense wave, wave two being a little bit lighter. That is still true. But we already got wave one on the ground. It's already blowing around and drifting there. We're going to add, you know, 2, 3, 4 more inches on top of that with the winds continuing. So I do expect it to be, a pretty difficult day out there as well through much of the day.
And then once we get through the rest of the snow falling here today, what will we see tomorrow and into the weekend, Andrew?
Well, the good news is that as things fade tonight, they'll fade rather quickly. So the snow tapers off rather fast Thursday evening into Thursday night. The winds are also going to fade Thursday night. So as we get into Friday, we'll actually see those skies begin to clear. We'll see blue skies, sunshine. We'll get those pretty winter scenes. The winds will be much more calm on Friday as well. We are going to see some cold air coming on the backside of this system, though. So Thursday night, we're going to see those wind chills dropping below zero, around 5 below. And then even with the winds falling, we'll see the air temperature dropping below zero on Friday night. So waking up Saturday morning, air temperature probably around 3 or 4 below zero. Before we start to warm back up on the backside of the weekend, we'll see those temperatures climbing back into the lower to mid-30s, start slowly melting that snow as we head into the middle of next week.
All right, Andrew. Any last tips for people as they navigate one more day of this winter storm?
You know, not really. I guess just informally, I'm really curious to see what happens today. I think we'll see that steady snow, and there's going to be some little banding within this kind of broader area of snow. So I'm just curious to see if we see some overachieving snow totals today with that 2 to 4 inches being expected. This light, fluffy snow, it could stack up rather quickly in some places. So I think we've got another problematic day ahead.